For the last 3 months, we've had to make changes in our lives to cope with the pandemic. We're in the middle of a major event in history. How will it be remembered? Some South Coast College history students have set aside their books to document the coronavirus crisis through their personal experiences.
I was renting a room in the Channel Islands Harbor area, where it's got a lot of retirees. I was writing about how the community came together, and I said, in the neighborhood, many houses have had American flags up as a sort of solidarity during the daytime. On Saturdays, usually a small boat parade from all the local neighbors will go through, and they honk, and everybody waves at each other. And at night, many of the rear porches have had lights on of some sort, usually in the style of Christmas light strings, but not in coloration, i.e. usually all white or all pink, etc. The gist of it is that the community has done a lot to try and show support for each other. Folks wave and have conversations over the channel much more often than usual. And I feel like the community really came much more together.
Eric Knudsen is a Cal State Channel Island student taking part in a project which has been dubbed the Plague Journals.
I work with history students. We weren't allowed access to libraries anymore, so they didn't have access to primary sources. And as historians, that's our job. I thought, okay, I'm not going to be able to give them the kind of assignments I normally give history students. How do I help them continue to learn their craft, but how do I also acknowledge the fact that everything has changed in this moment? They were losing jobs. The seniors lost their graduation. They were disappointed. It was a way for me to also help them sort of mitigate their emotions around all of this.
Dr. Robin Mitchell is an assistant professor of history at Cal State Channel Islands.
I wanted them to write about their own experiences with the notion that 50 years from now, historians would look back at the pandemic. What kinds of things would they want to know? And what could they tell them about living in the moment?
Mitchell says the project turns a slice of history into something very personal for her students.
It was overwhelming for them. Everything changed for them in a moment. And so I think in that way, they knew something big was happening. But I also thought giving them an opportunity to write down what they thought gave them a little bit of control back.
Caleb Benitez is a history major who took part in the project.
I kind of ended up writing a lot about changes that happened, like the bigger changes in my life, like my work. It was just so cathartic and really natural, I think.
Benitez reads one of her passages about a painful event which occurred during the crisis. Her dog was seriously ill and had to be put to sleep.
I was worried the day we had an appointment to put Dusty to sleep that we wouldn't get to be with him. Thankfully, the animal hospital offered two options that would allow us to be present with Dusty during the procedure. We could either utilize their private outdoor back patio area, or they would come to our car to put him to sleep. We chose the back patio area. It was the only time since the quarantine that we saw his vet face to face. We each had our face masks on, and I was relieved that my mask muffled the sound of my crying and hid the pain on my face. As soon as the vet left the patio area and we were alone, I ripped off my mask and sobbed openly. I'm thankful that due to the quarantine, I didn't have to go to work or attend classes in person this week.
The project focuses on the pandemic, with the writing completed before the start of the social upheaval and change triggered by the killing of George Floyd by police in Minneapolis. Cal State Channel Islands professor Robin Mitchell says she's impressed with what the students in the two classes created.
Their plague journals were so thoughtful. They were funny. They were poignant. I'm enormously proud of what they've been able to produce. They're really personal journals. They really brought it when they did them. You know, they talked about being afraid. They talked about having their lives sort of turned upside down. It was moments when they said, you know, I can't even get out of bed today. I'm so sad and I'm scared. Those are the moments that are going to help historians make sense out of what we're going through now.
The plan is to house the plague journals at the Cal State Channel Islands Library, but they won't be made accessible to the public for 5 years. Mitchell says that time will give people reading them the ability to look at them with more context. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.